I thought it would be important for me to really start participating in some of the civic work and civic engagement that was being done. When the applications initially came out, there was particular sections that you might be interested in regards to education or employment opportunities and training, in addition to criminal justice interface, the court systems, and how it is that those are currently in operation and how things are going. So looking at some of the disparities, particularly among African Americans within the community, it prompted me to really get involved. In the work that I do at the Urbana Adult Education Center, I come into contact with a variety of different residents that have had different kinds of challenges or issues, either with employment, the criminal justice system, or housing. And so I wanted to make sure that I was doing my part in regards to helping improve the situation.
Let's talk about the recent community events that you held. You had one at a church in Champaign, one at the Independent Media Center in Urbana, looking to get some ideas from the community on ways to help the criminal justice system here in Champaign County. What are some of the ideas that have come out of there, and how do you, as a task force, go about evaluating those?
Well, we really just wanted to hear the voices of citizens and residents in the county and provide opportunities for them to tell their stories. And we heard a range of different things because the participants were some were as young as 17 years old, and we had all the way up to 60 plus. So the range of ideas and investment was varied, but a large part of it was talking about building relationships with different community entities, whether that is the police, employment offices, our educational systems, also getting our communities as much as possible more involved in engaging in these issues and continuing the dialogue, but in many ways providing actionable outcomes, meaning more so than just talking about particular issues, let's strategize about next steps. What are we going to be doing to improve the conditions for our community? So one of the things that came out was talking about some type of a diversion center for those individuals who might have drug abuse issues or mental health issues that may normally be detained and then housed in the county jail, but starting to create and build an intervention for those individuals.
What kind of a timeline are you working under here as the task force, and what is the ultimate goal here? What are you tasked with doing at the end of this process?
Well, we'll have to report many of our findings and outcomes to the county board. There's already been extensive work done on recommendations, and what we are trying to do is find best ways to think about how it is that we can begin the implementation process of some of those recommendations and ensuring that we have feedback from residents and county members along the way. And so our timeline, as you know, to get any major project done, you want goals along the way, benchmarks. And so right now we're in the process of consolidating data that we've had from multiple guest speakers. We've had our community events, and we're doing content analysis on where it is that residents would like us to really pursue and focus on, and beginning the process of breaking down into subcommittees to really delve deeper into some of the root causes and issues of disparities within the jail primarily. And so, and housing and employment, those are the three areas that many members of the task force are wanting to focus on. And so in doing that, you know, we're really just trying to get a not only a better understanding, but find ways that we can make a recommendation and begin to make an actionable plan. One of the things that many of the task force members stated when we first met is that they didn't want to just produce another paper document. They wanted to have things that they could show that this is what we've been able to accomplish with the task force and the support of the county board, and most importantly, the involvement of community members.
When this task force was first being discussed and formed last fall, there was, I guess, some pushback against it from people in kind of different sides of the issue. There were people who were very much wanting changes to the criminal justice system that felt that this task force might not necessarily accomplish that. There are also those who felt the task force wasn't necessary. But as this process has gone along, how are you feeling about that? And have you felt like maybe you've been able to answer some of the criticisms that were faced with the task force when it was formed?
What I would say is that we are striving to figure out what is possible, right, in regards to what are we able to advocate for at the county level, what are we able to advocate for or help put into action at the local municipal levels. And we're also looking at, are there issues that are much larger than that need to be addressed at the state level? So in doing those things, I would say that, yes, it's important to have the task force because it, for one, provides an opportunity for citizens to continually have a means of access to addressing particular issues, but it also provides a platform in which information is then more readily accessible. We have a web page where all of the guest speakers that come and give talks and the research that we're doing is accessible to community members. And I think that informs us on what decisions or what alternatives we may be able to make. Often it is that I hear a variety of different rhetoric about you should do this or you could do that or you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. But it's not based on any empirical or any type of evidence, whether it's qualitative or quantitative. It's more just discussion. And so what we want to do is take those discussions to the next level to say, are these things that have been recommended, are they viable? What are some other communities that are similarly situated? What are some of the practices that they're putting into place? So we're exploring all of those options and being very mindful about what is our ability to actually do things.